The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Gwen.
And I'm Shannon.
And this week, we're talking about babysitters. We love them, we need them, and we especially appreciate them during this time of year when we need a little more time alone to get the holiday shopping done.
Most moms have pretty high standards for babysitters because most of us started out as a babysitter when we were teenagers, except for me. I actually didn't do that much babysitting unless you count all the times I took care of my younger sister and brother.
Oh, that definitely counts. The only difference there is that you were doing unpaid babysitting, which is not as enjoyable as the kind where you get some cash.
That was the problem. I get it. Well, what about you? Did you do a lot of babysitting as a teenager?
Yeah, I babysat quite a bit. I was the youngest in my family, so it was kind of a novelty to get to see what it was like to take care of babies and toddlers, and it was eye-opening because I realized how hard it can be, and I still think about those kids that I used to babysit. There was this one little boy named Dane who was about 2 or 3 when I babysat him, and he used to love to spin around in circles until he was dizzy and laughing his head off, which I always thought was hilarious to watch. I hope I didn't let that kid scramble his brain or anything.
He's hopefully recovered by now. Well, for the rest of the week, we're going to talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly when it comes to babysitters and how to find the best ones available. So join us again tomorrow here on Magic or find us online at nwamotherlode.com.
Where moms click.